Where were we? Oh yes, it was March, an ugly, windy day in March. Drover and I had gone out with Slim Chance to feed cows, and I rode all the way to the pasture sitting in the shotgun position. Once in the pasture, Slim parked the pickup on a hill. There he honked the horn and waited for the cows to come in to feed. The wind was screaming straight out of the west, blowing so hard that we could feel it rocking the pickup. Oh, and it moaned through the cracks in the pickup doors, a very mournful mourn. Mournful moan. Mournful moan. Mournful moan. Slim gazed out the window and shook his head, then turned his red-rimmed eyes on me. You know, dogs, I've got a feeling that our forefathers didn't come to this country in March. 'Cause if they had, our foremothers would have told them to keep driving. Man alive, this wind is awful. A strong gust of wind sent a shower of sand against Slim's window. And it's getting my nice clean pickup dirty. Nice clean pickup. I stared at Slim and tried to... Okay, it was a joke. It wasn't funny, but I made the supreme effort and squeezed up a smile. That's part of a dog's job, don't you know? We not only have to share pain, but we're responsible for joke responses, too. When they make corny jokes, we're expected to laugh, or at least smile. I know it seems kind of silly, but that's what we do for a living. It beats chasing quail or dragging a sled over frozen tundra. But I noticed that Drover wasn't doing his part. Instead of laughing or smiling, he seemed to be in one of his stuporous states, staring out the window at... We're never sure what Drover sees when he's in one of his dreamy states. And I really didn't care. The point was that he was being a slacker and a half-stepper while I was carrying the whole load for the security division. Drover, I feel that you're not paying attention to your business. His gaze drifted over to me, and through the fog of his mind, I saw his eyes come into focus. Oh, hi. Are we home yet? No, we're not home. We are waiting for cattle to come into the feed ground. I'll be darned. That's what I'm doing, too. Of course that's what you're doing, because you're here in the pickup with me and Slim. I'll be darned. I knew I was somewhere. That is, your body is here in the pickup. We're not sure where your mind is. Oh, it's right here with me. We always go places together. I glared at the runt. Drover, Slim's bored and he's starting to make corny jokes. He expects a reaction from us dogs, and you've left me to do all the work by myself. Do you suppose you could trouble yourself to listen and maybe even laugh now and then? Oh, sure. Ha 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 ha. That was a good one. You didn't hear his joke. Oh, what did he say? He said, to be honest, Drover, I don't remember. Gosh, it must not have been very funny. It wasn't funny, but that's the whole point. If his jokes were actually funny, I wouldn't need your help. It's the corny jokes that make this job difficult. I went nose to nose with him. Now, I'd appreciate it if you'd... You won't believe what happened next. I was shocked.